The mosque is situated in a semi-industrial area here in Cape Town. The building itself is an old warehouse, bottle green in color with white doors. According to the city council, it used to be a brothel before being converted into a mosque. We've been asked to take off our shoes to gain access to the place of worship. As we walk in, the mosque has a thick green and gold carpet and a few white plastic chairs. We're here to meet the founder of the mosque, Dr. Taj Haji. He believes that it is acceptable for anyone, including women and gay people, to pray together.
We are cross-cultural. This is not a mosque for Pakistani Muslims or Malay Muslims or Indian Muslims or African Muslims or white Muslims. It is cross-cultural. We provide an alternative space. This is a spiritual home, a sanctuary, an asylum for those who are fed up with the clergy.
You interpret this definition of a mosque and your Islam under the banner of Islam.
Yes, yes.
Under the banner of Islam. SubhanAllah. No, you have an issue with the people. Islam, don't
just
judge
stay
the
away. Don't, you don't need to come people, here. Why are you here?
Last Friday was the first day of prayers here. Many people expressed their deep unhappiness with what they believe is un-Islamic.
This is not the truth.
Thank you very much. And we
the outrage from the majority of Muslims here centers around Dr. Haji's interpretation of Islam.
He's actually making the Muslim community angry with his lies. This is not a mosque. This is not a house. Well, it's a factory. It's not a mosque. You understand? So he needs to be put on his place.
Our duty as Muslims to stand against this. Because Islam is pure. Christianity is pure and Jewish is pure. Don't mix it up. Don't mix it up. It's wrong. But our duty to stand here because this is wrong and must be stopped. This is evil.
This is evil.
This is my view. This is evil.
In the name of Islam, here in Cape Town, it's not going to happen. And it's a touchy subject. You want me to speak and look like calm? I cannot.
But some of those who attended Friday prayers welcome this new approach.
Co-creator of everything and everyone.
Well, I'm actually here to support Professor Taj because I'm from the Unitarian Church and we support the traditions that also speak to today's times.
I think people are cautious to come. I think that's probably the reason why they don't want to come. But I don't think that we should stay away purely because we have those kind of fears. I'm coming for the lecture and the message. That's all.
Well, I'm an open-minded Muslim and changes only takes place when thinking changes.
South Africa's Muslim Judicial Council has been angered by Dr. Haji's move and say his actions go against the teachings of Islam. The organization's secretary, Abdul Khaliq Ibrahim Ali.
The so-called open mosque claims to be Quran-centric and deliberately exclude prophetic traditions and teachings. We, therefore, strongly advise our community to absolutely refrain from attending the so-called open mosque based on their interpretation of aspects of Islam that clearly contradicts Quranic and prophetic directives as well as centuries of Islamic scholarship.
There are possibilities that this mosque may shut down, but it will not be because of opposing religious beliefs. The Cape Town City Council alleges that Dr. Haji has not applied to use the building as a place of worship. Even though the founder of the mosque received support from some in the Muslim community, it appears others are afraid to come to this mosque to offer their prayers for fear of reprisal.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik yawm al-Din.
The Islamic cleric cut a lone figure inside the mosque, as there are hardly people coming here to pray. So for now, the mosque remains a lonely place for a very determined man.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kul Huwallahu Ahad.